Hi, everyone. It's Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. Welcome to a special Friday episode. And I wanted to take just a few minutes to share with you a project that I've really been invested in the last 6 months. This is something we would normally talk about in our old format when we had a chance to talk, but we don't really do that anymore. First off, as always, I'd like to thank, you know, all of our listeners, you guys, you know, diehards who keep listening to it. We love it. We love talking to you. Hopefully we'll get a chance for that interaction again real soon. I've got some things in the works. We'll see what happens. Really, though, what I want to talk to you guys today about is a little project that I've been a part of for the last few months called Nation of the Moon. Now, Nation of the Moon is a new anthology series for emerging authors. It's put together by John Graham over at Fidget Press. And as of release, so on Friday, the 25th, there are 7 days left to back the Kickstarter. The concept behind Nation of the Moon was actually quite simple. John, in all things that he does, looks to bring creative people together and to give emerging artists their shot at publishing a work. So he thought about Nation of the Moon as an anthology for people to get their first publishing credit. So in the world that he has established, on June 20th, 2016, something like 25% of the United States population suddenly changes into werewolves. And that was the writing prompt, sort of like what you would expect out of a college writing course. He just gave the authors that prompt and said, go forward and write. And what he ended up getting back was a whole lot of different takes on post-apocalyptic werewolf horror stories, some things sort of akin to The Walking Dead, some things from the perspective of children. It was a wide range of varied stories, including my own first professional publishing credit, a little story called The Last Turn. And so I'm on here today because if you're listening to this podcast, if you're a fan of the show, I think this is a story you'll be interested in. Not to mention, John Graham founded Fidget Press to give people that opportunity to publish, to get their works out there, get their work out to a wider audience to have it appreciated. Now, this Kickstarter is actually relatively affordable. I especially put this out here because I know we've got a lot of fans who are all across the country, fans in Canada, fans in Brazil, fans in the UK. I know we've got a bunch of new listeners from Auckland, New Zealand. So especially for you international guys, getting a hardcover of this book is going to be very, very challenging. Or getting a hard copy, I guess I should say. It's actually coming out as a paperback for about $15. If you back the Kickstarter, you can get a PDF copy for just $5. For $15 or more, you get a paperback copy plus some promotional art material. And then John has put some of his other books for Fidget Press on, if you're interested in donating more than that. As of right now, like I said, there are 7 days left. We're not quite at the goal yet. We're pretty darn close. Either way, John will have the thing published, and it will be available on Amazon in the future. In case you're interested about my particular story, it deals with a man named Charlie. And Charlie's not the brightest guy. He's not the most upstanding citizen. He's kind of a loser. And he works at the local oldies station, the classic rock, if you will. And on the night in question, he has to pull the graveyard shift. And so he goes up on the mountain and sort of just gets to sit and watch everything play out before him. And he experiences some pretty terrible things. Mine is more rooted in nihilism and existentialism. Like I said, there are stories out there that are pure action. Some stories out there are pure terror. I actually was able to, you know, through working with John, I was actually able to read and do a little bit of content editing for all of these stories. So you're in for a treat. It's a great way to support emerging artists. It's a great way to support Fidget Press, who we love here at the Rancor's Brothel. And in general, it's just a way to, you know, get our name out there, maybe see what the public thinks of our work. Because, you know, anyone who does amateur artwork, you always think that you've got something special, but it's totally different when you write it down and throw it out there for everyone to see. So if you get a chance, please check out Nation of the Moon on Kickstarter. Like I said, it's only got a week left to go, so please back the book and let us know what you think. I'd love to hear what people think of my story. I'm absolutely terrified, but very excited at the same time. Now, while I've got you here, I'd actually like to talk a little bit about Fidget Press. If you go back a ways in the queue, you can see some interviews that we've done with John and talked about John's stuff. Fidget Press actually stands for Finally I Got It Done. John's been working on independent publishing for the last several years, started with his own work, and he's actually attempting to help others attain publication, which I think is a great cause. So if there's anyone out there who's interested in publishing but isn't quite sure how to do it, John's done children's books, he's done comic books, and now he's working on anthologies, which he's been talking about on Facebook. It's been one of the hardest things he's ever done, but he's done a fantastic job. If you're also local to the area, you should check out the Independent Show, IndyPendent, which is sort of the John convention, I guess you could say. Like I said, he's all about getting creative people together and seeing what they can do and giving them a chance to put their works out there to a greater audience. And that's exactly what the Independent Show does. It encourages creators, writers, artists, anything that you've got to get together and to network with other people with similar ideas to get your works out there, to work together, to see what everybody knows, to collaborate. And he's really trying to make Indianapolis this hub of culture and independent publishing and creativity. So if you're in the area, you should definitely check it out. You should check him out. Go to his website, fidgetpress.com. Like him on Facebook. He's a great guy to know. He's a fantastic person to chat with. And I think he's doing a really good thing. You don't see a lot of people, you know, going out there and trying to make these things happen. And John Graham is always able to get that done. So thanks to John for his continued work for all the independent writers and creators. And if you have a couple of extra bucks, please support John's work, support my work, support others' work. We would really appreciate it, and we would love to hear what you think about what we've done. Now, as we continue with the brothel shopping hour here, I just wanted to make our listeners aware, for those of you who don't know, of some of the other projects we've done. I may be the latest author involved with the Rancor's Brothel, but I'm not the first. I believe those honors go to Lucas. Lucas actually has a book for purchase on Amazon.com. It's print on demand. It's called L'Industria Inferne. I'm not going to bother to spell it to you. Just check the notes for the podcast. I'm going to have links to everything that I talk about. And L'Industria Inferne, which is Lucas's first book, is about a man named Johnny Romano. It's a mob story, and Johnny's just become a made man. However, he is kind of learning about the business from the barrel end, as it were. And he suddenly has revealed the truth about his family after his first hit, and he's not exactly pleased with what he discovers. Lucas has set this in a 1940s pseudo-steampunk New York. If that sounds interesting to you, you should definitely head over to Amazon and check it out. I also know that Lucas is in the middle of writing a trilogy called The Prodigal Son that has to do with angels and demons. So if you enjoy listening to him on here, if you enjoy, you know, the way he is and sort of his artistic mentality, you should definitely check out L'Industria Inferne. I'm sure a few more sold copies of that book would definitely encourage him to get to work on finishing The Prodigal Son. Now, I should also make note that Lucas is not only an author, he's also an illustrator. So L'Industria Inferne is drawn entirely by Lucas, but that's not his only publishing credit as an illustrator. Follow Networks has also produced two comic books, the first Bovine and the second Joan of Orca, both illustrated by Lucas and conceptualized by, among others, our own Matt. Bovine has to do with the zombie apocalypse, but it theorizes what might happen if the zombie apocalypse was started with a cow, who, of course, doesn't have incisors to cut into flesh, so it poses a unique problem for the spread of the zombie virus. Joan of Orca, which was written on stage at Indie PopCon in 2014, has to do with the dreams of a girl named Joan and how she keeps dreaming of this orca, and we brought this idea into a panel and just sort of tossed ideas around. It was sort of a crowdfunded idea. Both of these are available on the independent publishing website, Gumroad, and you can find those links in the show notes. Now, if you aren't tired of our voices enough, we are actually on a series of podcasts that you can download. Mad Chat is our weekly roundup of television, movies, comic books, what have you. Mad Chat is hosted by Matt and Troy. Lucas normally shows up, but sometimes there's a revolving cast of different people. So if you need your nerd dose on a weekly basis, that's where you should definitely go. Matt and Troy also do a podcast called Instant Film Review. Each week they take a film, they watch it, they analyze it, they go in depth about the artistry and the violence and the cinematography and whatever sort of strikes them. So Instant Film Review is great if you're interested in seeing a movie or if you've just seen a movie and you'd kind of like to see Matt or Troy's take on it. They spend a lot of time arguing as well. So if you like hearing them argue in Brothel D&D, amongst other things, you can definitely hear them argue in Instant Film Review as well. Lucas and Troy have also started a new podcast called Paper Cuts and Ink Splatter. Both of them are huge comic book fans, and with this podcast, they're attempting to unwrap the modern comic. They're really trying to get in-depth on conversations of what they've seen, what it means, how it affects them. And they both come from a very solid knowledge base of comic books and the industry as being longtime fans. So if you're interested in comic books, you should definitely listen to Lucas and Troy over at Paper Cuts and Ink Splatter. It's a tongue twister, guys. Love the title, but it's a tongue twister. If you're local and a comic book fan, you should check out the Facebook page for the Circle City Comic Club, hosted by Troy. Each month, this club gets together and discusses a graphic novel that was suggested the previous month. And it's just a good place to meet up and have an in-depth discussion of comic books and the art and the way that it is different from other mediums. They do all sorts of things, from the traditional stuff like The Watchmen to a big popular show that we've done, which you can actually hear a recording of on the Rancor's Brothel back in the files, Black Science. So if you're local to the area and listening to Troy and Lucas talk about things on Paper Cuts and Ink Splatter isn't enough for you, check out Circle City Comic Club. And while we're talking about comic books, we can't help but mention John over at the Android's Dungeon. John's a great guy. I've been to a lot of comic book stores, a lot of places. There are some that I really, really like. But John has done a great job over the last couple years of going it alone and making it his own store. The Android's Dungeon will be moving soon, is my understanding. Don't quote me on that. Which I think will be great for business. But, you know, if you want to support comics, support the little guy. And John has got top-notch customer service. He always delivers things with bags and boards. He doesn't mark books up. He's always there with a smile and a helpful answer. So if you have comic needs in the Indianapolis area, be sure to see John at the Android's Dungeon. Anyway, I've taken up enough of your valuable time on a Friday. Be sure to enjoy the weekend. And if any of these projects sound interesting to you, please, please check the show notes. Click on the links. Share them with your friends. There are people out there that would be really interested in this content, and we hope to get it in their hands so that they can enjoy it. As always with The Brothel, we love when you like, share, subscribe, comment, tweet about it, stick random flyers up on electric poles on the south side of Los Angeles, whatever you got to do, whatever suits your mood. Anyway, everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon with some more content.